Alongside natural gas and iron ore, Keith Urban has long been one of our most successful Australian exports. Now with yet another number one album, The Speed of Now Part 1, he's heading our way in 2021 and joins us now. Good morning, Keith.
That was quite the intro, mate. I had no idea where you were going with that.
You're just taking on a little bit of a different tangent. Keith, where are you in the world at the moment?
I'm in Sydney.
So I figure you're locked here for the moment. So you've got a prospect of an Aussie Christmas ahead of you. Summer Christmas against winter Christmas. What is superior?
Well, I reckon I've had about equal parts.
Yeah, I think you would have.
I'd say I would have, yeah. But I mean, you know, and they both feel pretty natural. I mean, grew up in Queensland, so singing songs about walking in a winter wonderland and being is what we do.
The circumstances of 2020 may have locked you into an Australian Christmas, but earlier in the year you were stuck in Nashville, but you made the most of it. You actually put on a drive-in concert. People drove it in their cars and watched you on stage. What was that like to put on?
Yeah, it was strange. I mean, the fact that drive-ins are still a thing was the first shock.
Right, exactly. We don't have one anywhere close to us now here in SA.
Because some, you know, it got suggested and I'm like, well, that would be great if drive-ins were around. And they went, yeah, there's some around. So we found one just outside of Nashville. Took about 600 cars or something.
Amazing.
But because of the COVID situation, which is what we're doing it for as well, they shrunk it down to 300 cars. It was fantastic. You know, I walked down on stage and I thought it was going to be like performing in a scene from the animated movie Cars, you know, with it ended up more of a tailgate party, like a parking lot party where everybody's on their roof and in the back of their utes and stuff. It was just fantastic.
Well, back in the old drive-in days, you don't want to see the cars rocking around while the movie's playing, but during a rock concert, is that what you want to see, the cars bouncing about?
I just wanted to hear everybody and see everyone. I was worried it was going to be like this muffled singing and cheering from inside cars.
Yeah.
The fact that everybody was outside of the cars was fantastic. It probably wasn't the right thing to do, but made for a hell of a show.
You've put on a couple of memorable performances this year. The One World Together at Home concert, you did an amazing Higher Love where you did a group of Keith Urbans that came together. Did that put the rest of your band on notice?
It's a little hard to pull that off live.
Yeah, exactly. Loop pedal it up.
Yeah. No, but I mean, gosh, if ever there's been a year to get creative.
Yeah, so good.
Everybody's been trying to figure out ways to make the most of what you've got and get resourceful. I tell you who'd be thriving this year is MacGyver.
Yes, just with a paperclip and a post-it, he could do whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
Keith, congrats on the success of your latest single, One Too Many, with Pink. I heard you waited months to get Pink's vocal on this track. So was that close to becoming someone else or do you wait for Pink?
You wait for Pink.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I sent her the song, must have been February. January or February, I'd say. And she was like, oh, this is great. Love the song. Yep, let's do it. And then I was out in California at the beginning of March. And I thought, well, now'd be a good time to do this song. I was out there shooting a video for another track called Polaroid. And then it all started to close down. And we're like, we got to head back to Nashville because I think everything's going to start closing down. So, like, you know, I got back to Nashville and I went, well, as soon as this is blowing over and I'm putting my finger, we'll head on back to LA and we'll get this vocal done. And, you know, March became April, May, June, and I think it was July by the time Pink got her vocal on the song. I still had to do it remotely, but the fact that she ended up doing it was amazing.
I think the results speak for themselves there. Pink, Carrie Underwood recently. In fact, the list of collaborations both on record and on stage now is pretty amazing. How good is that contact list in your phone getting? It must be bulging with names to call upon.
It's amazing the people I've gotten to know.
Yeah, you worked with Nile Rodgers on this record, Sheik's Nile Rodgers. He's a music legend.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And just a hell of a nice guy. We met about 5 years ago and did some writing. Actually wrote a song called Sun Don't Let Me Down, which is on an album I did called Ripcord.
Yep.
Came out in 2016, thereabouts. So I've known him for 4 or 5 years. And when we were working on this song called Out the Cage, which is the opening track, it's just a song that immediately I thought Noah would kill this. So I sent him the track and he put some great guitar work on it and ended up on the song. And again, you know, he had to do all his guitar stuff up in Connecticut where he lives. So so much of this was done remotely.
It's the benefits of the contactless, mate. You can just call upon these people whenever you need. Of course, the new album's called The Speed of Now Part 1. Are we then to expect a sequel, maybe a trilogy of The Speed of Nows?
Definitely a second one at some point. I recorded so many songs for this album, and there's definitely a handful of them I really wanted to release, but I'm not a fan of double albums or ginormous records.
Sure.
So I thought, well, I'll split it up. I don't have a whole second record, but I got a good start on it. So at some point, that second one will come out too.
It's got a high bar to match. Number one here in Australia, your fourth number one. You created quite the record, Keith.
It's amazing. The way everybody has kept supporting my music here is just, it's mind-blowing, really. And then to see the reaction from this one, and particularly One Too Many, it's just incredible.
We're going to get to experience it live December 8th next year. The Speed of Now World Tour is coming to the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. We actually missed you on the Graffiti U World Tour last time. So hopefully by December next year, we're a long way past drive-ins. What are you most looking forward to with this tour?
People, real people.
Yes, of like, course.
Real people right in front of me and around me, and just the energy, because, you know, we've done so many virtual gigs. And a virtual gig is like standing outside the window of a kick-ass nightclub and looking and wishing you could come inside.
That's yeah. And no one's singing back at you through a virtual gig?
You know, maybe. I guess they are. You can't feel it, you know. I can't wait for it. I mean, just to be around people, even to be able to go to a concert. I don't have to be playing it, just to actually go to a concert packed in. So looking forward to that.
Oh, mate, we can't wait either. Keith Urban's The Speed of Now World Tour 2021 at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, Wednesday the 8th of December. Tickets are on sale next Tuesday. You can head to keithurban.com. Keith, thank you so much for joining us, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Likewise, Damon. Anytime, and next time I'll come in the studio.